Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. It's time for the Morning Mindset. Are you ready to adjust the way you're thinking right now at this very moment so that your thinking comes into alignment with how God thinks about the way you should be living this day? That's why the Morning Mindset exists, is to help you accomplish that right here at the beginning of your day. Now, I say that quite often, and I hope that you are taking the time to listen to the Morning Mindset first thing when your feet hit the floor every day, because that is when we really need to set our thinking so that we're able to be more likely on the right track as we go throughout the day. But if you're not able to do it right in the morning, or today you were not, that's fine. Listen to this Morning Mindset whenever you can, so that you can have that little boost and have someone to encourage you along, because we all need encouragement in life, don't we? And we're looking at the book of Galatians chapter 5, and we're talking about this promise that the Apostle Paul makes to us, where he says, if we walk by the Spirit, and by that he means live in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is really our topic today. He says, if you do that, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And the flesh, my friends, is the source of every sinful struggle that we have. That's where it comes from. And it's this habitual thing we've all been stuck in as we've lived on planet Earth, because we get into this routine of living in a way to take care of self and please self before we are believers in Jesus Christ. We all just grow up doing that as little tiny children all the way up into adults. And even as we become believers in Jesus Christ, we keep right on doing it, because it's habit. It's the way we've come to live. And if you think about it, it's really the only way we know to live, isn't it? But when we become a believer in Jesus Christ, an amazing thing happens. In another passage, the Apostle Paul tells us that the Spirit of God comes to live inside of us when we place our faith in Jesus Christ. And he seals us for the day of redemption, is the way the Apostle Paul says it. Now, what does that mean? It means he seals us. He guarantees that that redemption that God has promised through Jesus Christ is ours. But the point that we need to focus on today is that the Spirit of God now lives within us. And let's be very clear about what we're talking about here. The Spirit of God is not some nebulous power source. He's not a thing. He's not like some radiation Peter Parker gets that enables him to swing on webs and have all this super spider strength. You know, it's not that kind of thing that is something that comes on us. The Spirit of God is a person. He's a person, and like any other person, we are to have relationship with him. And so when the Apostle Paul says, walk by the Spirit, he's talking in relational terms. We are to learn how to engage with this person called the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. Now think about it. Before you come to faith in Jesus Christ, who lives inside your body? It's you. It's only you, unless you're struggling with some kind of a demonic problem, which is very real, even in the modern world, I have to say. But let's set that aside for a moment. Up until the point you become a believer in Christ, you are the only one who inhabits your body. But when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, when you place your faith in what Jesus did for you at the cross, God then sends his Holy Spirit, part of him, third person of the Trinity, to live inside of you. And that is what he's referring to when he says we need to walk by the Spirit. We need to submit ourselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. My friends, I encourage you to start thinking about how you can do that today as you live this day. And we're going to talk more about what that looks like on the next episode of The Morning Mindset.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.